We'll practice in meditation today, feeling into the sense of fullness, the fullness of aliveness, the fullness of sensation, of awareness. Beginning, as always, finding a posture that supports stillness. Generally with this, we're looking for a posture that supports stillness mixed with alertness or awakeness. If we were to always lie down, we might end up cultivating a kind of daydreaming or, you know, almost a kind of lucid dreaming sort of practice. For many of us, being so exhausted, slipping in and out of conscious awareness is actually a very beautiful state to practice with, to become aware in. But for growing the faculties of concentration and discernment, staying more forward in our alertness, it's really helpful. So the sitting up postures, if you can, not supporting the back by leaning back, but sitting on enough elevation, either in a chair or cushion or bench, to let the spine hold itself up, to let the upper body float in a balanced way without discomfort in the belly or low back or upper back, if possible for us. But really, whatever posture supports wakeful stillness works. As we find that wakeful stillness, let's begin by inviting the breath to deepen. Beginning to lengthen out the inhale and the exhale. Inhaling fresh air, energy, vitality, brightness. And exhaling, relaxing, releasing, spreading out. And as you find the deeper breath, inviting the sense of the breath as moving through the whole body. So moving in and out through the limbs, through the whole torso. Feel how the breath moves in the chest, in the solar plexus, in the belly, down into the pelvis, up into the neck and head, out into shoulders and arms. Down even toward the feet, in and out through the soles of the feet, palms of the hands. The beginning of meditating with fullness can be to sense the full body as we breathe and settle and bring awareness. And you can let the breath settle into a comfortable rhythm. You might let it settle into a rhythm a little bit deeper than usual, just to keep the energy humming just a bit. Or you could relax all the way, let it really breathe itself. We can use a phrase if it's helpful to begin to turn our attention to fullness or multiplicity. Feeling the body and the breath, notice that there's a mix of sensations here, a mix of energies, feelings. And that our attention is drawn to one or the other of them at any moment. Maybe we're noticing the breath and then we notice an ache in the shoulder. Or a story comes through about something that's happening in our life. We notice a mood or feeling. I'll suggest a phrase like, this too. Just as a way to bow to the muchness of things. This ache in the shoulder, this too is happening, is what it really amounts to. I hear some sounds, this too. I think about something I have to do, this too. This is a kind of open awareness practice. You can keep an anchor with the breath, or you can let that fall into the background. The more still the body and the inner thought can be, the more we'll notice around ourselves, the more energies, sounds, sensations. And thoughts, of course, will come through. But one of the ways to not notice fullness is to be lost in a thought. Because when we're lost in a thought, we're in one narrative. And so our attention narrows to just that. We lose touch, literally, with everything else. So if there's one thing we work to silence, it's story, judgment, comparing, analysis, remembering. You just let the stories quiet for a bit and notice how much else is happening. So let's play with this in silence. The core practice is to allow stillness of body and stillness of mind to be like a lookout tower in a forest or a sit spot, a place from which to see and hear and feel and understand the whole world around us without thinking about it, but by sensing it. This too, and feeling the many things of the universe that we're immersed in. You can practice this way. If you ever need to simplify, just come back to the breath. If you've found some stability in this open awareness place, with all of the sensations and feelings coming through, this too, this too. You could play with opening your awareness further, like you're stretching out the inner eye or the mind's eye. You do this in a couple of ways. One might be to expand the sense of presence from your physical space out into the area around you. So to feel yourself in the room that you're in with all the objects and all the references and the stories and the history there. And further out to feel the whole building that you're in or near, the people that are there, the animals. With that same sense of including everything, this too, all the people and their feelings, all the animals and their feelings, all the plants and the various elements in their process and life and feeling. And you could grow this slowly. And you're feeling for any impulse maybe to generalize too fast, like to make it all into a wash. Or if it becomes overwhelming, just to notice, oh, I can only hold so much of the fullness before I can't really see clearly. And you might slow down at that point and just rest in just inside that with the sense of, you know, I can be aware of all this. And it does become more general as we open out. But we want to have a sense of everything still shining forth its full beauty and complexity and painfulness and realness. So you can do this in expanding circles from where you sit. And one other method would be to let your mind go a bit around the world and allow images or the felt sense of different things you know to appear for you and to just include them. This is also happening right now. You could think of people you know or situations you know are happening. With this practice, watch out for tendencies to focus only on the negative, which can be very strong. And so make sure you include in your attention a mix of things. In this way, we pick a range of examples around the world as a way to open our awareness very wide. And we use these points of light, points of knowing, as a way to suggest that there's an infinite number of points of knowing that we could connect with. Again, to feel the fullness that's here. So for our last couple of minutes, you might play with one of those methods and really see the or feel the effect just on our own sense of presence, feeling, awareness. We'll finish the meditation with a chant that precedes the Buddha from the Brahmanic tradition, a chant from the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, the Great Forest Upanishad. This is a chant honoring fullness, which is Purna or Purnam in Sanskrit. And the chant translates, this is fullness, that is fullness. From fullness, fullness comes, to fullness, fullness return. If fullness were taken away from fullness, fullness would still remain. So I'll sing this three times to close our meditation.
Purnamada, Purnam idam, Purnat Purnam udachyate, Purnasya Purnamadhaya, Purnameva vashishyate, Purnamada, Purnam idam, Purnat Purnam udachyate, Purnasya Purnamadhaya, Purnameva vashishyate, Purnamada, Purnamidam, Purnat Purnam udachyate, Purnasya Purnamadhaya, Purnameva vashishyate.
We'll let it go.